Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Remember the early days of the pandemic when we had to think about the risk of every social interaction when we left home? Those days never really ended for many people with chronic diseases or other disabilities. And now they're facing a new concern, the end of the mask mandate in Massachusetts healthcare facilities. WBUR's Priyanka Dale McCluskey reports.
Each time she leaves home, Christine Mitchell grabs a black mask from her stash of KN95s. Mitchell was born with a genetic condition called Marfan syndrome. It weakens her vital organs. She suffered a failing heart valve, collapsed lungs, and blood clots. She's also at high risk of becoming seriously ill from COVID.
When something goes wrong in my body, it goes very, very drastically and urgently wrong.
That's why when Mitchell is around other people, she always wears a mask. She doesn't go anywhere she has to take it off, not restaurants or even the dentist.
This question of who gets to return to normal, I don't feel like I do. I don't feel like many disabled and immunocompromised people feel like they do.
Especially since Massachusetts health officials recently ended the requirement that all patients, visitors, and employees wear masks in healthcare facilities. Mitchell says this could expose patients like her to COVID and other viruses.
I don't really have the choice to avoid healthcare because if I don't get that care in a regular way, then yeah, there's very real risk that I don't survive that. There's also very real risk that if I get COVID, I don't survive that. And I just most sincerely wish that I didn't have to fear the place that I go to protect my health.
Mitchell is among a coalition of patients, healthcare providers, and other public health advocates urging state officials to reverse course. They say unmasking is unsafe for everyone. Even healthy people have some risk of getting sick from COVID. Colin Killick is executive director of the Disability Policy Consortium. He says the end of the mask mandate disproportionately affects people who need frequent medical care.
It's one thing to say, okay, well, you know, we're not going to have universal masking in, you know, movie theaters anymore. But if we don't have the right to go to the doctor, where do we have the right to go?
Millions of people in Massachusetts have been infected with COVID, and over 22,000 have died. After a bump in cases over the winter, COVID infection rates and hospitalizations now are among their lowest points since the pandemic started. So, State Public Health Commissioner Dr. Robbie Goldstein says it's safe to make masks optional in doctors' offices and hospitals.
At this moment, if we're looking at the risk of COVID-19 transmission, even in a healthcare setting, the risk is extremely low, and bringing the mask mandate down is following the science and the data that are available.
Still, Killick worries about his friends with disabilities. COVID could be deadly for them. He says it comes down to this.
Does society actually believe that the lives of disabled and immunocompromised people are worth saving? And are they willing to put up with a minor inconvenience for the sake of keeping people safe, or aren't they?
Right now, it's up to individual healthcare providers to set mask policies, and the biggest systems, including Mass General Brigham, say masks are mostly unnecessary while COVID is in a lull. That means patients have to request accommodations. Laura Sabadini of Weymouth is one of them. She has a connective tissue disease that makes her vulnerable to viruses like COVID.
I now have to ask for special treatment, which is ridiculous, but that's what I have to ask for, and that is a long and isolating process.
Sabadini asks her doctors to wear masks, and she tries to skip the waiting room and sit in her car before her appointments. Bioethicist and Dr. Lachlan Farrow says health officials should pause and listen to patients like Sabadini.
I think the single most important lesson all of us seem to have learned early in the pandemic is the people who are most affected by any decision need to be part of the decision-making process, or they don't have a reason to trust.
State officials show no sign of changing the policy, but they say they're listening to advocates and will keep monitoring COVID data. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Priyanka Dayal-McCluskey.